Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to State of Technology NC here at NCTA. I have a very special guest with me here today. I have Greg Boone with iCubed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
So tell me a little bit about iCubed and what you guys got going on over there.
So iCubed has been around since 1984. We've been in the enterprise data management, both the product lifecycle management side as well as web experience management for quite some time. We've partnered with folks like Adobe, Oracle, and PTC. We really are focused on consulting and really raising the brand of our clients.
So these companies come to you and you consult them on what kind of different topics?
So mainly what we do is we do strategy and assessments really for large-scale migrations and integrations. So, you know, this can come about from, you know, various areas, whether it's from mergers and acquisitions activity, whether it's a divestiture. And in many instances, it's just trying to get an upgrade on their platforms.
So what kind of challenges do you find or misconceptions? Do you find that you kind of get them when they're broken and you got to fix them?
That's correct. You know, the unfortunate state of a lot of the consulting world is that you're coming in to solve a very serious problem. So you're doing a little bit of triage.
You gotta prioritize. I mean, you can't fix it all, certainly not at once, right?
Correct. You certainly want to take a look at the people, the process, and the platform, and really understand what the business need, the business process, where they're going, where they're coming from, and that's the first challenge you need to overcome.
So, are you kind of tired of being that tattoo artist that gets the bad tattoos and you got to fix them? You know, wouldn't it be ideal to get a client that's like, okay, we're going to start this and be proactive?
You know, in many instances, you know, the clients were actually trying to go down the right path. Early on, what happens is a lot of times you start down a strategy with the appropriate business process. And, you know, at some point, work gets in the way.
Right. Yeah, they have other things to worry about.
Right. So once you start going down this path and, you know, at a time it becomes the Wild West in many instances. And what, you know, the great things they were trying to accomplish kind of got off track. The governance wasn't there. The processes, the policies were not in place. And then there's also times where the technology itself changes over time and how people are leveraging the data changes. And you're kind of behind the times.
Right. But I mean, that's your job to keep up with them.
Correct.
So talk a little about the shifts in technology and the culture you're seeing in this digital space.
You know, for us, we really focus, especially with the business that I'm running, on the web experience management side, the digital marketing, the rebranding side, of really exposing the data, our clients' data, to their consumers, and sometimes the internal customers as well. Really trying to engage with
so
the
workforce. So figuring out how you're going to get a hold of these customers and the best way to do that with their brand, right? And,
right.
And it changes with technology. And I'm finding that, especially, you know, we're talking about it a lot today, but the mobile platform is huge now.
Right.
So how does that impact your consulting?
You certainly have to come at it with a mobile-first approach, no matter what you're doing. I know people think that that's a buzzword, but you have to have that strategy
well,
in mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know I'm on my phone all the time. Right. I mean, and I'm on it much more on a computer when I want to know about something or somebody. The first thing I do is I reach in my pocket.
Right. And you know, and certainly in many instances, the legacy data and the legacy systems, the data itself wasn't built to be presented in a way that's uniform to a mobile device.
To that medium, yeah.
Right. So you're looking at an omni-channel approach. In some instances, if you're on your cell phone, if you're on a tablet, you're much likely to consume video. Right.
Right.
So trying to expose that or repurpose good data that you have in those different forms.
Smaller
formats.
Amounts of text. I mean, I'm not going to go and read a book
right.
on my
140 characters.
Yeah,
less.
Exactly.
Right. You want the Cliff Notes version of everything these days. So you're not going to read pages and pages of information. That's not how we consume data these days.
Right. So are you, what? Are clients fighting you on this, or are they kind of on board with it? How's that working?
I would say being, you know, part of being a consultant is being able to slightly nudge folks into your direction, right? So I don't think that many of them are, you know, actually fighting it. They're just trying to get their head around how they can actually make the shift. The biggest, you know, challenge you have to overcome is that it's going to be okay and we can do this.
Change is good. Yeah.
Change is good.
I'm also seeing, I find it with a lot of consultants that I get the chance to interview, they mention that they ask for their help and then they don't necessarily want to change or like change, and you got to convince them and cajole them.
And it's, you know, part of that challenge is also, you know, the best customers are the ones that are going to embrace the technology.
Right. And luckily you've worked with some pretty technological, you know, companies. But beyond that, I mean, it can't be too hard to convince them of the return on the investment for using the mobile devices and switching to that kind of platform, especially for digital marketing.
Well, it just really depends. In an e-commerce world or in a retail world, it's easy to, you know, lay out the ROI. But if you're thinking out a brand, let's think of doing something for in a news and media space where there's actually not e-commerce that's happening. Right? How do you actually justify what you've done? And a lot of it is from brand equity and from actually increased client engagement. If you think about social platforms as well, you know, many instances are not being judged based on their revenue to bring in. It's how many actual users.
Sure. And tell me if this is correct, but I would think that sometimes you may get clients on the opposite end of the spectrum that are like all about the new technology and the new bells and whistles and, oh, this object is shiny, I want to use this. But it may not be the best thing for their brand or for who they are trying to get a hold of, right?
Many of our clients actually engage us because they're in that evaluation period. And what I always tell people is you got to look at the three Ps. You got to look at the people, the process, and the platform, right? And you have to do it in that order because many instances you don't need the shiny new object. In many instances, that is not what
it's going to hurt you.
I mean, it can hurt you. It could be costly. And at the end of the day, your employees or your customers may never even use it.
And then you wasted all this money instead of spending on something that's actually going to help you.
Correct.
And that's where you come in, right?
Well, we come in, you know, in many instances, we try to come in before that happens.
But in the reality
lot of scenarios,
of the situation.
You know, and the other challenge you run into is you bought this shiny new thing with really great intentions.
I really need to shoehorn this in and make it work.
And then you customize it so much that it now looks like your old product you just left from.
Oh, man. So what is the biggest challenge that you think you face in obtaining new clients and servicing clients that you already have?
The biggest challenge is educating the clients as to why they need an implementation partner, why they need a consultant to come in and help them, right? Once they can get past the fact that, you know, we weren't able to do this in-house. You know, many instances you weren't able to do it in-house because you weren't trained to do this type of work. Right. You don't also have we have the luxury in the consulting side of actually having being able to see multiple clients, you know. So I see how, you know, I get to see a lot of dirty laundry, but at the same time, I get to see how people have actually successfully completed these projects.
Right. So you've kind of seen some good examples and bad examples, but I mean, obviously no two clients are the same, but you can glean from different ones and pull it together. You find that happens a lot where you're like, oh, I learned this in the last one. I can get to this quicker on this next one.
Oh, absolutely. Being able to come in and, you know, we collect a lot of information and we get better at our job each time we do it. We understand, you know, some of the platforms and technologies may be different, but the business process behind them, the actual reason why they chose these is not, fundamentally, it's the same, right? So the problems are the same, but it's just, you know, it just appears different. And for them, there's like, no, this is totally different. I'm like, oh, it's kind of different.
But the thought process is the same.
Right. 80% of it is the same.
Right. So it's got to be exciting for you to really implement and be a factor in having a company change for the better and see that return on their investment for your client. And that's got to be what psychs you up and gets you up in the morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is very exciting to be able to, because in many instances, folks before you have tried and failed, right? So to be able to come in and know that you're an expert and know that you can be successful partnering with your client or something they have not been able to do. It's pretty gratifying.
Sure. Do clients come to you or do you kind of have to hunt for them or how does that usually work?
I mean, I think it's twofold. You know, in many instances, they come to us But we certainly go out and we try to seek the more complex problems.
Sure.
There's some things that...
You want to grow yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're trying to grow our business and we're going to continue to be successful at growing the business. But you're going to get a lot of... once you kind of get out there, especially the enterprise level, people start to hear about you.
Right.
And you become kind of the go-to doctor, if you will.
Right. But it's vital for you to get in front of the right person and have a meaningful conversation with them, right? I mean, and to service existing relationships. I mean, that's got to be like the heart of the matter for you.
Oh, absolutely. Our delivery model is different than many of our competitors. We actually come into the conversations talking about enablement, actually enabling our clients so that once we actually leave the environment, they can still be successful without us. But the actuality of it is that once we come in, we do a great job, we've educated them, then there's a new initiative, there's a new challenge that comes up. You know, in the enterprise world, especially companies that are continuing to grow, even those that are shrinking in size, you know, these things create different challenges all the time.
Right. When you're looking for a relationship, it's a partnership. You know, when you help a company out, it's like, you know, they're always going to have another need, but you want to make sure that you solve that previous need fully. And it sounds like you guys are doing that.
Yeah, we're solving the need, but we're also solving the bigger problem, and which is the education.
Sure.
We're providing that education to make sure that they know how to move forward.
You're giving them the tools so that they can complete it.
And so that they try their best to stay out of this scenario in four
right.
or 5 years.
Yeah. So where can folks go to learn more about you guys?
Do what?
Where can people go to learn more about you?
You certainly can check out our website, www.i-cubed.com. We are located on Centennial Campus in NC State, so we are local. So stop on by.
Well, it was great having you on the show, man.
Well, thank you. I had a great time.
All right. We'll be back in a few at State of Technology and CETA.